In the beginning, let's look at our Bibles. Let's look at our Bibles. In the beginning, God, Elohim, or I'm reading from Amplified, created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes,
so God is the original creator, right?
Yes,
I'm going so well, but just stay with me. God is the original creator. Amen.
Amen.
In Jeremiah 10, let's go to Jeremiah 10, verse 12. Maybe Habakkuk, you can go to the projector. Because I want us to read it in Amplified. Habakkuk 10, verse 12. It says, Jeremiah 10, verse 12. God made the earth by his power. He established the world by his wisdom and by his understanding and skill. He has stretched out the heavens. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right? That's very powerful, Abby. That's very powerful, Abby.
Yes,
that by his understanding and skill. Jeremiah 10, verse 12, not 1:10. God made the earth by his power. Thank you. He established the world by his wisdom, right? And by his understanding and skill. He has stretched out the heavens. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so when God created the heavens and the earth, it wasn't just a fluke. There was a lot of thoughts that went into it. You know? The people that, for instance, you might not know because of media, but a lot of scientists actually believe in God, especially physics, because the intricacy of the physical universe is alarming, you know. But that's another issue. I don't start talking physics here. But the intricacy of the physical universe is strange. And a lot of scientists actually believe in God. I don't know if they believe in Jesus. That was another issue. But they are open to the concept that an intelligent being created all these things. Because it's too intricate to just be by random chance again. Right? Now, of course, there are some people that want to do by force, atheists, you know. And don't be too offended by atheists. Islam is more dangerous than atheism. The amount of genuine atheists is like, out of all the atheists, the genuine atheist is like 10%. I guess. If an atheist is shouting Jesus, that's not atheist. I guess. But the real one, the one that's maybe like 10% of the original atheists, of the atheist group. So, a lot of thinking goes into, or a lot of thinking went into creation, right? The human body, for instance, is a very fantastic or marvelous machine. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Are we together?
Yes,
it's a very marvelous machine. Even the way the body works, just the way the body works. And also how the body replicates, you know, the concept of genes. and how you can transfer code. You know, because at a level, genetic code is like software. That's really how it is. You know, it's just biological software, right? The people that do genetics research at the deep, deep level, what they do is that when they're trying to edit genes, they treat it like software. Well, that one is another issue. So there is a lot of intricacy in creation. And so God is like the Baba creative, is the OG of creativity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah? And so it is not it's not right to adopt a Christianity where your creative side is suppressed. Right? It's not right. It's not the will of God. And I'll show you, there are kind of like two common mistakes we make. But it's not right. It's not the will of God that your creative side is suppressed. Hallelujah. Now, the reason why I say you need to hear me very well is that, for instance, dressing in an unfashionable way is not lack of creativity. Are we together? Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, dressing in a way that is unfashionable is not lack of creativity. Creativity is expressing yourself. And so if the way you genuinely want to express yourself is that you're going to dress in plain clothes, you are being creative. Are we together? Even in the world, some of the most creative people you will meet, they wear palm slippers and, you know. Do you get my point? They're not wearing Gucci and everything. So if those people are like that, even in the world, in the church, if someone is doing deeper life, that doesn't mean that the person's creativity has shut down. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So God is the OG creative, right? Now, in Exodus 35, we can start from 33. We see something unique, right, that God did. I mean, he has always done it, but 33. I mean, he has always done it, but we see something unique where God carried of his creative spirit. Let's start with, let's go back, 32. 31. 30. Okay. So let's read. Then Moses said to the Israelites, "See, the Lord called by name, Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom and skill, with intelligence and understanding, and with knowledge in all areas of craftsmanship, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, and in the cutting of stones for setting, and in the carving of wood for work in every skilled craft. He has also put in Bezalel's heart the willingness to teach others the same skills, both he and Oholiab, son of Ahishamak, of the tribe of Dan. 35. He has filled them with skill to do the work of an engraver, of a designer, and of an embroiderer. in blue, purple, and scarlet fabric, and in fine linen, and of a weaver, makers of every work, and embroiderers of excellent designs. Now you can stop here. So we see that these guys, Bezalel, are we? All right? Are we together? So we can see that this guy's creativity was coming directly from God. Now, one thing that is very important to note is that, please stay with me. Everyone should stay with me. Don't lose track of me. One thing that is very important to note is that the focus of this creativity was for service to God. Are we together? All right. So, these guys were going to, the reason why they had this skill was that they were going to be the ones that were going to do the intricate work of the tabernacle. In other words, they were like the electrician that did the lighting in this church. Do you get what I'm saying? All right. So, Moses, at that point in time, they were building their church, in quotes, right? And so God purposely puts the spirit of electrician in this guy, put this one in this one, put this one in this one. Fundamentally, so that they would, bringing it into this example that I'm giving, when they do the lighting of the church, it would be, you know, God would be happy. Again, because you know God is the original creator, and so for his, you know, at that point in time, God was giving Moses spec. Do you understand what I'm saying? Moses didn't just build anything and say, God, take. God told him, no, you don't build. Don't. I'm the one that will give you the architecture. I have spec. Don't. I know what is fine, what is not fine. Are we together? So, God gave them the spec. And all the skill was geared towards creating that thing. Are you hearing? And so, in the building of the house of God, a lot of creative talent is introduced by the Spirit of God. Are we together? To build the house of God, you need creativity. Okay? You need creativity to build the house of God. Because you are building according to God's spec. Are we together? Are you guys understanding what I'm saying? Huh? So, what we are doing here, for instance, is not my idea. Are we together? It's not what I like to do. As far as not what I'm just, oh, this is what I think, you know. There is a spec that God has. Now, whether I know it or not is another issue, but there is a spec that God has. And so, in order to build according to that spec, God has to release the spirit of creativity. Because God's standards are high. Are we together? Huh? God's standards are high. That's why the people that understood this thing to a very large extent are the Europeans. Huh? They understood this thing to a very large extent. A lot of those cathedrals that they built, those very beautiful cathedrals and stuff like that, this is an understanding of this thing. Those things are not carnal. You get. Amen.
Amen.
So, in the building of the house of God, a lot of creative energy is released into people. And so the best place to tap into creative energy is the house of God. Are we together? That's the first rule of creativity. Right? a threshold of creativity, you want to be a highly creative person, is to tap into the building of the house of God. That's where you get the original spirit. A lot of us misunderstand what creativity is because you're used to a corrupted version of creativity. Right? Amen. If you're used to a corrupted version, which is what you probably see in Hollywood, in this thing, you would think that church should be like Hollywood. When we are like Hollywood, that's when we are now creative. No, that's not. That's corrupted. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, to be a fashion designer, it takes more creative intelligence to dress someone full clothes and the person is looking attractive. It's easy to give someone a miniskirt. Do you get my point? Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Easy to give someone a miniskirt, right? And you look attractive, not in a good way, but, you know, to produce lust. So, the first rule to become more, please stay with me. I know I'm doing this thing. It's like I'm just talking, but I'm actually saying serious things here. The first thing to understand about your creative sense is that you need to tap into the building of God. In that process, a lot of the spirits, you have access to it. Interestingly, this Bezalel guy, you know, after he has built this tabernacle, the anointing won't leave. So after he has built the tabernacle, he's trying to not be a normal human being. I get, all right? So that's the secondary effect of it. The creativity that you pick in church, you use it to make money. Are we together? This guy is really suffering. Alpha. Do you want to stand up? Okay, it's fine. Don't worry, you're good. You're good. The hard work will pay off. All right. So, are we together? What was the last thing I was saying? Yeah. You use it to make money. You know, you use it to make money. Because, I mean, if you can impress church people, forget. If you can impress church people, you are going to be great in life. You know. So, let me move on. So God can give these abilities, right? Now, in as you are expanding your duties, and that's why, you know, one of the things that I don't know why people don't learn it, but I don't know, it's like people don't pray, or people pray in a religious manner, you know. You know, if you're doing something, you can ask God and say, God, give me inspiration. You know? I don't know. People's mind doesn't go there. I don't know. All right? So you can pray and say, God, give me inspiration. You can ask God, is an issue. You can say, God, is this how I would die? You know, I'm just here doing nothing, doing on my own. Give me idea. Give me concept. Amen. Are we together?
Yes,
give me a concept. You know? You know, I'm doing this thing. Give me a concept. How should we? I'll go tackle this thing as I'm doing like this, do like this, do like this, do like this. Yeah? Give me a concept. Praise God. So you can't, there is that door that is open to you. God can give you concept. Hallelujah. You know, I said that the track that we're going to do, I don't want, are you going to heaven today? No, I don't want, are you going to, you understand what I mean now? You know, I want comic. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together? I want something that when you show people, people want to see. People want to know what's happening. What's this? And God can give you concepts. So, in Romans 12, so I said the first thing is to be, I'll teach it in a more robust manner in the future. But I said that the first thing is to be part of the building, right? Be part of it. Are we together? We're part of the building. We're part of it. The second thing is that you need to be in touch with yourself. In Psalm 139, we can go to 139 verse 14. It just talks about how I'm beautifully and wonderfully made. Now, that thing, we say that thing all the time. And maybe perhaps because we say it in a religious manner, that thing doesn't hold much weight. Right? I'll give thanks and praise to you. For I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. And my soul knows it very well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now you see, this kind of thing, we say it all the time. And saying it all the time is not wrong, but part of the carnality in human beings is that when you say something all the time, it's possible that people lose the essence. It just becomes a traditional thing that everybody just says, I'm beautifully, fearfully, wonderfully made. You know, people just say it, right? But this thing, it's, if you don't acknowledge or if you don't understand, it's very important that the end of it is, and my soul knows it very well. Are we together? The most important part of this scripture is the end. Because, you see, what God has done, he has done it. Now the question is, do you know it? Do you understand? Is your soul living in the reality that I am fearfully and wonderfully made? If the soul is not living in this reality, you have issues with copying what you see. Do you get? You see, it takes a lot to not conform. Are we together? It takes so much that the easiest way to know that a young person is going to be great, either Christian or not Christian, is in the ability to conform or not. Any young person that has a mind of his own most likely will be great. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yes. Any young person that does not conform to what's happening around him is most likely, because it takes a lot of effort. The normal human tendency is to conform. Especially when you see things that you like. Even in church. Even in church. Do you know the amount of Christians, for instance, that will maybe see me drinking wine and say that drinking wine is okay? Huh? No, there are plenty of Christians like that too. There are plenty of Christians like that to the point that there's a doctrine around it. You get that if me now, I feel like doing a particular thing, my conscience is not, or let me use the particular example. The specific example that Paul used was eating food offered to idols. All right, so me now have revelation that what is there is food. Food is food, right? You know, Paul said that, look, if I'm eating that food, I have to maneuver the thing. Because if somebody that just got born again sees me, most likely he will copy it and kill his conscience. Are we together? Are we together? Why? Because it's natural human tendency to conform. Praise God. Most human beings look to others to do what they want to do. Or most human beings don't really know what they want to do, but they look to others to do stuff. But if your soul understands that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, right? If you understand that you have a unique destiny and that there is a part of you that no other person can express as per in the mind of God. When God created you, he created you with the intent of you giving him something that no other person can give him. Right? If you understand it that way, then you have more confidence to really be yourself. Praise God. This is the foundation of be yourself. There's no be yourself outside this thing. Any be yourself outside this thing is not be yourself. It's be another person. It's just, you're just deceiving yourself. You get, you know, somebody will say that, why are you, maybe a guy now is painting his nails. He will say, why are you painting your nails? I'm being myself. You're not being yourself. You saw Fireboy DML paint his nails and you were inspired to paint your nail. That's, you're not saying I'm myself. No. You're not yourself. If you didn't see it because you were not doing it before, it's until you saw your favorite artist on TV do it. You're like, wow, okay, this is what it means to be cool, Abby. Okay. You understand? All right? So, be yourself is in the context of God. You can't be yourself outside God. You don't know yourself outside God. You understand? All right? Amen.
Amen.
So it takes a lot, but it starts from this place. Now, in Romans 12, verse 2, right? When I've already spoken about it, but when you have this thing in you, what will happen is that this scripture can happen. And do not be conformed to this world any longer with the superficial values and customs, right? That's talking about pattern, right? In terms of, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, so the first principle is what? Huh? Be part of the building of, part of the building of the house of God. Second principle is understand your uniqueness. if you want to coin it or something. Let that knowledge sit in your soul. Let it be something that you really look at, right? It's something that you really place before your mind and you are constantly looking at it. The thought is to renew your mind. You know, renewing your mind is it has many dimensions, right? Usually when we read this in the dimension of carnality and sin. Are we together? Right? So we usually read it in the dimension of carnality and sin. It also has its dimension, even your creative side, because you see, the mind, or what is really creative in you, is your mind. Are we together? You know, a lot of the funniest comedy writers are personally not funny. Like, if you talk to them, the guy will be looking at you like this. But when the guy goes and writes comedy, everybody will be laughing. Right? It's not... that's another thing, you know. Again, that's why when I started, I said, this thing, I'm a creative. Creative is not that you wear torn jeans. That's joking. That one is that's not creative. Okay? Are you hearing me? That's not creative. Real creative, if it's hip-hop music, for instance, now, real creative is Tupac. That's real rapper. Those songs that they were making, Tupac, Biggie, Nas, all those songs that they were making, not even 50 Cent, they were making those songs when they were 18, 19. Do you understand? Well, you wouldn't know because you are not of that age, but those, like, real lyrics, like heavy lyrics, and also the writing, right? Like, very intricate rapping style. And they were poor, broke, they were dressed normal. You know, they used to dress, they used to have crazy hair, you understand? You have very few creative musicians today. Do you understand what I'm saying? Very few. And everybody has hair and smoking weed. The other one is not, that's not creative. That's just having fun. If you want to have fun, say you want to have fun. Right? So don't think that, oh, you know, I need to show them, you know, that I'm different. You know, making money is creativity. Huh? Amen. 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 It takes a lot of creativity to make money. So, renewing of the mind also has that impact in the sense that I really hope you guys are listening to me, because what I'm saying is going to transform your life if you really hear what I'm saying. So, renewing your mind. Is it something about the Bible? The Bible goes beyond what is written in it. What the Bible really is that it is like, Paul will say, the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. What the Bible is that it is the platform through which the Holy Spirit can breathe on you. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
I guess me.
Yes, sir.
So, if you want to be inspired by the Holy Spirit, you have to go to the Word. Now, when you go to the Word, You see, the reason why the Bible is always relevant You know, for instance, now when they made the Bible, the thought that man will say he wants to be woman, he didn't write it there because that thought did not exist. You know, transgender, that's, you get my point, right? But the reason why the Bible is relevant even on that issue is that the word, the spirit can breathe on it and bring out the mind of God. Are we together? Are you guys with me? And so, in order to tap into your creative, you know, what I'm saying, if you believe it, you will see the activation in your life. In order to tap into the creative side of yourself, all right? One of the other ways, or the last principle I'll talk about for today, is that you need to have the word in you. And look at the word constantly. When you look at the word constantly, it's not your job to link it. If you're thinking, how will it link? No, that's not the issue. The spirit will link it. It's the spirit that will link it. You get? But as you're looking at the word constantly, the spirit will breathe on it. And how the spirit breathes on it, we never know. So if you're going to be creative in the field of visual design, the spirit will breathe on it in that way for you. If you're going to be creative if you're an usher and you're going to think of a new creative way to do it, the spirit will breathe on you in that way. Are we together? In everyone's individual, because all of us, we have how the spirit is engaging us. Are we together? So all the weed that they are smoking, you don't need to smoke weed. Go and read the Bible. It's, you know, our own style is very stressless. It's not, I guess, you don't need to smoke weed. I say I want to tap into is read your Bible. The spirit will breathe on it. What I'm telling you is real. What I'm telling you is real. So, in essence, right, there is the ability that we all have, you know, to be creative. Everyone say again, I am a creative. I'm the original. Say now, I'm the original creative. Yeah. You're the OG. Your father is the OG. Yeah. You get. Right? Yeah. So even when you want to get inspiration from human beings, right? Don't get too much. Look at what other human beings are doing, but don't look at it too much. It's not good. It will mess up your mind. You get. Just look small, but don't look at what other human beings are doing too much. Are we together? Are we together? Don't look at what. I know what I'm saying. Don't look at what other human beings are doing too much. Just glance it, but don't stay there. Right? It's not good to copy. Word for word. You know, copying word for word is a sign of low intelligence. I always get Abina. It's people that are saying that will copy and copy name. You know, that's when you are empty. Like you literally are so empty that you copy name, you copy, you know. So copying word for word is a sign of the smart people are those that they know how to copy, they will even add their own word, you know, that kind of thing. So even if you are doing, maybe like you're doing media, you're doing whatever you're doing, you know, just glance, but don't really, I'm telling you, go to God. It's because you have not done it. Go to God and pray. Huh? Pray. Call your team together. Pray. After a prayer, what are you inspired to do? You will be shocked at the concept we have. Amen.
Amen.
Trying to see if there's any other thing I've missed. So like I said, when the Lord is building his house, the creative spirit is unleashed, right? And so all you need to do is to tap into that spirit. Hallelujah. Don't wait for me. Don't limit yourself to what is in my mind or what I'm saying. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Don't limit yourself to what I'm saying. You can think up something. I pray. Will you guys practice this thing?
Yes,
sir. I pray so. I tell you the truth, there's so much gold and value in each and every one of you. Huh? So much. Right? So much. So much. And even in church, I've been giving people concept low-key for a while now. Nobody is speaking it. I've given people fashion concept. Even when I've given people fashion concept before now. Do you guys remember? What was the fashion concept? Huh? Yeah. I've given people concepts. I say if you want to, you can have the hottest fashion brand in Nigeria. You can. You get jeans, you put Jesus, you make it funky. Maybe you put him crying with blood. People are like, what's happening? Forget. Or you can do t-shirts. You do your Jesus, but your Jesus will be black. That's concept. Like, people will be like, what's happening? Because many people are offended that the Jesus that we're usually seeing is one kind of Hollywood actor. We don't know if this is the real Jesus. Okay, we'll show angel. No, angel is not white. Do people know that angel is not white? Angel doesn't have white skin, though. That one is white man propaganda. That's propaganda. Angel is not white. You guys don't know. Angel is not white, though. That's white man propaganda. Angel is not white. Jesus is not white. You get. But that's another issue, right? So yeah, you put it now. You go and meet all these guys. You tell them, look, I'll give you clothes for free. Put my clothes in your music video. I'll star you for free. I like that. I think won't. But I don't know. People don't want to. You want to go to school. But going to school is good. Who is leading us in prayer? And I've also given you a concept today now for party. Right? I told you go and bring TLC's song, you mix it. Right? You create your own mix. You can be hot. Well, people don't use CD again these days, but back in the day, you have all the DJ, and it'll be hot. You do your weekly party, people will come, they'll dance, they'll have fun, they'll speak in tongues. I'll go back home. All right, who's leading us in?
I stand, bro. Yeah,
Time has gone. All right, so let's move to worship.